vastly. Do you remember anything of that? Any of you? Enrichment. How did it start? This is what I mean. This is one subject, and you have to read it again and again and again to have these meanings prepared and organized in your brain to get this complicated subject. Book 3 started with there are a civilized people and there are the peasant people. Do not ever listen to the peasant one. What is the difference between a peasant fellow and a civilized fellow? You tell me. One thing, one simple thing. In the villages, everybody knows whatever everybody knows. And everybody will learn from father, brother, neighbor, this group of people around him. The only thing that doesn't exist over there is a speciality. In the city, somebody is doing only one thing. This fellow doesn't cook. This fellow doesn't sew. This fellow does only the jewelry. This could happen in the city only. Because in a city, you don't do whatever you like. You do whatever you have to do. You have a job. In the first period of civilization, nobody had a real job. Specialty is now. We changed. Do you get it? We talked about it. Go back, book 3, and he said, don't listen to this peasant. This peasant now knows you, but when the moment comes that he doesn't like, he doesn't know you, but he knows the fart of his ass. Do you remember? So, we talked about it then, book 4, talked about unity, which was the essence and necessity of unification. Where is unification needed? When everything is scattered. When something is scattered, you say, oh, unify it. You have two problems in two dimensions. One is look around you. How is your relationship with the people? Oh, it depends. It depends who is who. And what is my relationship with that fellow? And now what are we talking about? So I have to play a role, right? Then there is another fellow. And over there I play another role. Early in the morning I wake up, I'm playing the role of a good father. So I knock the doors and wake up the children. And then I dress up and I go to the office. Now I'm playing another role. And so on, and so on. Right? Where do I live? When? When am I me? I'm not. I don't have a personality because I have to react to the different people. This is the silly solution. You could unify it, bring it together, the values, and understand what is right, what is wrong, and stand on the right side no matter what, no matter where, no matter with whom. You like that? But you cannot do it. Do you know why? Aha, because disbursement is in here. Look at your brain. Your brain is working depending to the environment and this and that and that. There are times that you are a very kind fellow and try to be nice. This is where you have no special interest over there. But they will judge you with your advice. So you try to be nice. In another place, your interest, you're a sneaker, you're a cheater. Who are you? Unification means bringing all these different aspects and dimensions of human life, which I try to just nominate here, bring them together, make them one. First, let's talk about my belief. I should have doubts. I should study, I should do this and that, but at the end of the day, I should know what I'm talking about. Shouldn't I? Because if I don't know what I'm talking about, my heart will not be good. I couldn't feel really good. I feel good when I'm somewhere that I could feel good. So I go with the group of people, socialize with the people that I really honestly enjoy their presence. That, as simple as that. When I unify myself and my ideas, then I look around and I try to unify these people around me. Each of them is talking about Bob, 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 Bob. Each of them, every single person around you is talking that you should do this. I know that's not that, it's like that. Have you seen that? Nobody will say, I don't know. Me? I do not order any fellow to do anything. I don't give myself that authority that I know everything. This, I know everything. Let me give you a good example. You're sick. What do you do? You have to go to the doctor. She will tell you to do this and that and that. And you do it. Then what will happen? Every single person who faces you, how are you? And you say, I don't feel very good, I'm like that. Did you try chupunguk? Oh, this is something I heard from in Machu Picchu. I realized there is this. Tell this to your doctor. Okay. The next fellow. A nice fellow. All of them. They are a specialist. In what? You know what's the funniest thought? There is something wrong with me, okay? And that's my doctor over there. And they don't know what's wrong. We tried everything, this and that, and that, we don't know yet. We are trying some other exams and things like that. But whoever is talking to me knows exactly what's going on. And they know why it's like that and what should I do. This is a good example for you to understand. We need a unification, first of all, to stop pretending to know something you don't know. God forbid if I do this mistake and will tell to a sick person, do this or do that. Somebody is sick, and say, have you seen the doctor? Go to the doctor, period. That's speciality. This is civilization. This is the meaning of it. Bring yourself together. Then, what is after that when you brought yourself together? bewilderment. Yes. Enter the field of not understanding. What is the meaning of bewilderment? Bewilderment is a very special, exceptional moment of your life. In that moment, you know that you don't understand that stuff. Understanding that I don't understand is the key. Because that ego thinks that I know everything. As simple as that. This is that book. What was it all about? Do you remember? We heard about one person. A man. Not a man and a slave. Who is the envy of everyone. Why? Because he is lover. He is in love. Means what? Ha ha, a hell of a difference. This fellow is presented to you with one thing. Do you remember? He has some special storage, and in that storage he has that old clothing. Do you remember that I started with nothing? Do you have that cloth? Do you remember how you started? I doubt it. None of you would like even to think about that disgusting moment that you came out. Because it's not pretty. Yes, if they make some of these new ways of movie making and everything is huge, color and stuff, oh, beautiful. But you should always remember that I was nothing. I was the outcome of an accidental connection with two fellows. Period. That's what I am. Who is talking? This is not what I am. This is what I became. This is the real me. Who? I'm knowledgeable. I'm glad you cannot doubt it. You cannot even smile. But I'm knowledgeable. Means what? Means knowledge is given to me. If I was not born in a school and in that part of the society, if I was born in half a mile away from where I was born, which is another district, I couldn't be knowledgeable. Yeah. Am I right or wrong? This is what it is. All the knowledge I have, all the things I remember, I know, I could do, specialties, for so many years, so many teachers gave me whatever they could. Then I became architect, city planner, and blah, 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 blah. So none of this will make me inflate my ego. I appreciate that, yes, I was lucky. Yes, sheer luck. If I was unlucky, I was living where I was born, which is the other side of the earth. You see what it is? This is what we are talking about. To remember that I had nothing. Now? Ha ha. Now what do I have? What do I have? Yeah, think about it. What do I have? First, I have the happiness. I'm happy. But all this understanding, you sit down and you say, oh, me with so many PhDs and blah, 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 I should be the king, but I'm not. I'm the minister, blah, blah, blah.